As the Trump administration restructures the nation's economy, rural leaders say they fear things are moving in the wrong direction for their communities. More than three quarters of rural Americans want corporations and wealthy individuals to pay what they describe as a fair share of taxes to invest in resources for working people, according to a 2024 Rural Democracy Initiative poll. Michael Shimidis with the group says the Fed's approach, funding tax cuts by slashing programs small communities rely on, is dangerous.
They're talking about cutting health care, cutting education. They're breaking contracts that they already have with small farmers. They're talking about giving away public land, which is often a key part of our rural communities.
Shimidis describes rural America as hardworking and creative, but says state and federal governments need to help provide the resources for those communities to succeed. At this month's Rural Policy Action Summit in Des Moines, Iowa, a hot topic was Montana's utility giant Northwestern Energy, which serves about two-thirds of residents. Shimidis says the company has repeatedly hiked rates in recent years, partly to fund its investments in methane-fired and coal-fired plants.
In Montana, we're seeing increasingly monopolies and giant corporations extracting more wealth from our communities and charging us more for energy. And we know that working families and small businesses need to have more affordable energy.
This just after state lawmakers inched a property tax package over the finish line, which trims taxes for homeowners by raising them on second homes and short-term rentals. Critics argue corporations still pay a relatively small piece of the tax pie. Trent Bolger, who heads the group Big Sky 55 Plus that advocates for older Montanans, cautions people to be aware of the downstream effects of giving tax cuts to big corporations.
Because it's really hard to get that tax back onto the corporations. You're fighting at a corporate lobbyist level, which just is not an easy task.
Northwestern Energy is Montana's single largest taxpayer, but paid 20% less in 2023 than in 2022, a difference of $36 million. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.